Episode 1941, When Pitfalls Derail Your Success.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a
stop sign, watching. Happy, happy day. It is a brand new day. It's a brand new week. So that means it's Mindset Monday. Are you ready to go out and attack what God has in store for you? Yes, I mean attack. You need to be the lion this week, because you know what? When pitfalls derail your success, what are you to do? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Well, first I want to open up with a personal note. As I shared on yesterday's episode, episode 1940, In the Shadow of the Valley, I expressed to you all that my mom was in the hospital. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for your prayers. She is doing much, much better. Now, she's not out of the woods yet. We still have some questions that need to be answered, but she is getting stronger by the hour. So I will keep you posted. I just wanted to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. Well, you know what today brings. Yeah. If you looked at your calendar, it's May 4th. And a lot of it is, may the 4th be with you. Oh, yeah. You know, in Star Wars, they had a lot of pitfalls. Well, what happens when your pitfalls derail your success? May the Force be with you. It's these pitfalls that have the greatest impact on whether or not you finish on top. You just got to face the fact that pitfalls are going to happen when you rise to the top. Even at Star Wars, watch all those movies. And if you're not a Star Wars fanatic, that's fine. We're not going to talk all about Star Wars this episode. But it is, may the 4th be with you. And why not incorporate it into mindset? Star Wars? Oh, yeah. Look at their mindset. They thought they were on top, but then, oh, wait, there was something else that happened. Believe it or not, a lot of us make it to the top, that tippy-tippy top of the mountain. We reach the goal and we're ready to move further. Yet, when you're on the top of the mountain, there are still pitfalls. It's these pesky little potholes that, yeah, slow you down, throw you off course, and change your enthusiasm for life. All of this stuff gets in the way. Now, you might think that if you've reached the top, who needs to concern themselves with these pitfalls? Well, it's these pitfalls that can hold you back repeatedly. And so where you think you're headed, you're not going to be, because you're held back. Now, some of these pitfalls, you know them all too well, because you experience them not just when you're trying to reach for success, you're at the mountaintop, but you experience them every single day of your life. Let's talk about them. The best one yet, self-doubt. This is where you're always questioning your abilities and that, what? I'm not good enough. I'm just not good enough. I can't make it. You might be at the top and that still small whisper of a voice says, you're not good enough. Really? Yeah. Welcome self-doubt. What about fear? Fear, it's right. It's the unknown. What you don't know, you run from. Fear, fight, flight, or freeze. We want to be able to move, but when we are caught in this fight, flight, or freeze, it's like, where do I go? And it's easier to go back to where you used to be, not to where you need to be going. What about those whispers of negativity? These are those quiet voices repeated over and over again that continuously slow down your next steps. It's just these, you know, some would call it, you know, the Debbie Downers or negative Nellies, right? It's the stuff that just is hanging around for whatever reason. It could have come from your past. It could have come from your present. It could even be coming from what you think you should be thinking about. And it hasn't even happened. It's these whispers of negativity. Now, this one gets a lot of us, definitely gets me, perfectionism. This is the endless dissatisfaction of what you have done, wishing you could still do better. Mm-hmm. You're never satisfied. It's like, gosh, if I just would have done this, it would have been so much better, right? And it's not self-doubt. Self-doubt is that question mark. I'm not good enough. I don't deserve this. Perfectionism is, oh, wait, I could have done better. What about overthinking? Trying to have everything just right before moving forward. Oh yeah, that will definitely hold you back. You're afraid to jump because you're like, oh man, if this happens, well then this could happen. Oh, but wait, if this happens, then this could happen. Then we've got the blame game. Overlooking yourself and calling someone else out. You not taking responsibility for what you control. It's always about pointing the fingers the other way. And here's another big one. We talk about this way too often, but it needs to be talked about because it's one that creeps in all the time. Comparison. Looking side to side, trying to be someone we're not created to be. Are you comparing today? Are you looking at your life going, gosh, I just wish fill in the blank. What about the self-induced expectations? This is where you set your parameters as to how something should turn out, what it looks like and how it should work. You set all these big expectations up going, oh, if only I got this. Oh, wait, nope. Didn't quite get there. Oh, so what, you're a failure now because you didn't get to what you expected? Sometimes your best is better. And when you think you need to go even higher, that's not always the case. And then this is one that can really wreak havoc on our life. I like to call it the peekaboo of the past. We play peekaboo with the past. It's like, hello, peekaboo. You're still there. You're still haunting me. You can't escape the past because you haven't let it go. You haven't moved on. You haven't forgiven. It's this baggage that you keep dragging with you and you play peekaboo. Kind of a fun game. You keep it up. All of this stuff, all of these pitfalls, all of these areas, guess what? You can control. But when you let these pitfalls sneak in, they can easily derail your success. Now, understand this. These pitfalls are kind of like the silent killer. Because you're up there on the mountaintop and you're like, oh yeah, I got this. I'm all high and mighty. You are. You have arrived, as in you reached your goal. But have you ever been on a smooth mountaintop? Yeah. There isn't a smooth mountaintop. There's these little dips, these little crevices, these little potholes. And they're not even valleys. Like, valleys are way down there. And you can get stuck down in a valley for sure. But it's different when you're on top. But nobody talks about the struggles of success. It's those pitfalls. It's the self-induced expectations, the peekaboo of the past, the comparison, the blame game, the overthinking, the perfectionism, the whisper of negativity, the fear, the self-doubt. All of this stuff haunts us. And if you live in those pitfalls, if you allow yourself to be consumed by them, then it's very difficult to get out of them. And that can lead you into a deeper, darker valley. But you see, if you're just in the little ones up there on the mountaintop, remember, it's not smooth. You can control what you do and how you handle these pitfalls. So how can you keep moving forward in the midst of pitfalls? Well, may the force be with you. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. May the force, F-O-R-C-E, be with you. Of course, in honor of Star Wars, we've got to be talking about the force. May the force be with you. And you definitely need force to eliminate that which impairs your progress in life. We are always trying to do better. If you think about it, I mean, that's just how God created us. Most of us are not sitting around going, I am happy right where I am. I'm not moving. I'm not doing anything else. I'm not going. No, we're not creatures like that. We're always looking. We're innovating, right? We're researching. We're advancing. That's how we were created. Hence our mind. And this is Mindset Monday. So the force has got to be with you. So how does that play into our everyday? What does it look like? F-O-R-C-E. Well, number one, F, focus. Focus on what's in front of you. Sometimes we're too worried about everything else around us. But if you're in this little pitfall, this little pothole, this little crevice within the mountain, what do you need to do to get out of it? Focus on what's in front of you. You may not need to worry yet about the goal that's two mountains over. And if you really look at it, you're going to have like five valleys to go through before you get to the top of those two mountains. But right now, you got to get through just this little pitfall, this little crevice, this little thing that's just kind of holding you. So focus on what's in front of you, right in front of you, not beyond, just right there. Number two, optimism. Let optimism flood your language. Remember that whispers of negativity? Oh, yeah. When you have it going on in your mind, what do you think comes out of your mouth? When you start saying it, oh, yeah, your belief factor in that negativity skyrockets. That's the last thing you want to do. So you've got to let optimism flood your tongue. I love that. Think about that. Let optimism flood your tongue. It's even hard to say, but it sounds so cool. You want that positivity. And it's not just like, oh, you know what? Today I'm going to be great. No, it's beyond that. It's your beliefs. It's the truth. What is real? Your foundation. That is what needs to flood your tongue. Optimism. Number three, respond versus react. Unfortunately, in life, we all live in the knee-jerk reaction. We don't think much. We just let our feelings take control. If our feelings take control, you're going to be going all over the place. If you want that strong foundation where even when you hit a pitfall, you find that little pothole, that little crevice, that little hole in the ground that says, oh man, you know, you get your foot stuck in it and it rolls a little bit. You're like, ouch, that hurt. But you can come out of it and be fine. You may need to kind of take it easy over the next maybe 1,000 steps you take and you walk it off. But the problem is we have this knee-jerk reaction and we roll it and we're like, oh my gosh, oh no, now I'm, oh man, I got to go to the doctor and I got to have this looked at. And then you play into everything because it's a knee-jerk reaction. Now, yeah, you can actually really hurt yourself, right? But these little pitfalls that we're talking about, it's the little things. They just get under your skin and they become bigger and bigger. Because it's more of a reaction that you're taking. You need to respond. This is a calculated, thought-provoking process, a response, not a reaction. You think about your options, what you can do. Respond versus react. Number four, C, control. Oh, yeah. Control what you can control. That comparison, looking side to side, the self-doubt, all that stuff, right? You can control all of it because it's you. You are the one at the helm. So you control it. So step up to the plate. Don't sit there and wait for somebody else to come along. You got this. And finally, number 5, E, eliminate what doesn't work. Most of the time in life, we are carrying around all this baggage, good or bad. We don't want to get rid of anything. We keep all the clutter. Oh, wait, I can't get rid of this because. Oh, wait, but if I dump this, even though it's bad, I'm going to hold on to it because it's kind of comforting. And I don't know, it's just that dirty sweatshirt that just makes me feel, I don't know. It's strange, I know, but I'm just going to hold on to it. We've got to eliminate what doesn't work. Let it go. Because if you keep carrying around all this stuff, pretty soon you're going to need 2 to 3 semis to move your junk. And is that really what you want to be hauling all over the mountains? Is that really what you want to do when you go down the mountain? You got to hit a few valleys and you're like, oh my gosh, got to pick up another semi truck because I got to stuff more junk in it. Then I'm going up that mountain. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense. When you're climbing a mountain, what do you need to take? The necessities for life. Junk isn't a part of it. You don't need that on your back. You don't need to lug it around. So eliminate what doesn't work. Pitfalls need not to suppress your greatness. But we let them. We let it get the best of us. I don't want pitfalls to get the best of you. You were created on purpose for a purpose. And maybe in your season of life, you're going, well, I'm not really sure what my purpose is right now. Or maybe you're like, oh no, I am spot on. I know exactly what I want to do. It doesn't matter what extreme and where you're headed. What matters is, how are you going to handle the pitfalls that are going to come your way? Because I promise you, they will show up. They show up for me daily. If I calculated how many pitfalls I had today, just based on the list that we went over, there's a lot more. Those are just highlights. Those are the ones that you see all the time. I guarantee you, I probably had at least 20. Whether it was a little whisper, or whether it was, oh man, I'm just not good enough. You know, all those questions. And they come up and we don't think about it. Why? Because we haven't conditioned ourselves to think about it. We just go on this feeling. I feel like this is great. I feel. Are your feelings doing any of the work that you need to be doing? No. But they're getting in the way because you're all over the place. When pitfalls derail your success, you're suppressing your greatness. So it's time to take the force, the focus, the optimism, the response, the control, the elimination, and take that next step. It's all about the next step. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness, but you need to take that next step. I can't do it for you. I can help you. I can guide you. I can hold your hand. I can carry your belief torch. But to physically do it, that requires your work. It requires your heart. It requires your mind. Are you ready to take that challenge today? Because you see the mountaintop, man, the view is gorgeous. But when you slip a little, and you fall into these daggum holes that you just didn't see were there. Come on, it's time to get up. Brush yourself off. Because you were created for greatness. It's time to kick these pitfalls to the curb. May the force be with you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.